Wonder Soul.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to this podcast and the sporadic and random topics that we go over here on the Wonder Soul podcast. But like, honestly, I gotta say, it's been a while since I've talked about Marvel. And I'm gonna explain that because I feel like that's something I want to get off my chest. If anything, I'm gonna use this podcast to get things off my chest. I think that was like one of the main motivations for starting a podcast. No, not really, but it does help. It's very therapeutic sometimes because it's rare to be able to express yourself in this kind of format, and it's still kind of weird. I will be making sure that upcoming episodes are primarily guest filled, but because the last couple things that have hit up your phone through either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, wherever you listen to Wonder Soul and support, they've been music related. And I just gotta say, like, that's just how I've been feeling. That's where I've been the most inspired, and I'm just enjoying creating those kinds of projects and products, I guess. I guess they're kind of the same thing. But I just want to say thank you guys for supporting those, supporting the podcast. I might as well just make a few announcements before we get into anything. But yeah, I've just had to, you know, cut back on a lot of content. And that means like in the departments of the YouTube and the Twitch. Like, Twitch has been always a thing that's been coming and going just because of just where I am mental health wise when it comes to stuff like streaming and things. And then just like having time for video content, no matter what kind it is, whether it's live streams or, you know, video made content for YouTube. But I've been really enjoying doing the podcast. I'm just like, I've been saying it. You guys are probably getting so tired of hearing me like vent about this, but, you know, starting a whole new schedule, new job, and it's been an adjustment, so I'm still trying to keep the ball rolling. I really enjoy doing this, but that's why I figure, you know, might as well just bring some people on and have some really cool, dope, interesting, fun, funny, relatable conversations with some really cool people, some really amazing talkers and insightful people that I have in mind to have on as frequently as possible, and some new faces, or should I say voices, to the podcast. But with all that being said and put out there, thank you for your patience. Thank you for supporting We Interrupt This Program. Those are going to be kind of like a spinoff of the Wonder Sound series, where it's more focused on mainstream music and just presenting it in a different way, like Slowed and Reverb recently, but I like to do some other instrumental versions of songs, different takes on songs. I've always loved remixes and stuff, like some other artist's version of something, even like when a rapper will be on a remix and just like puts his own take with his verse, his or her verse on like on a beat or instrument. I love that. So yeah, and I wanted to make sure that Wonder Sound stayed the way it was. You know, like, I like promoting these indie artists, but and it's just, yeah, I think that would be nice to just kind of keep it the way it is. Anyways, let's get into this episode's topic, Spider-Man. So Spider-Man is definitely my favorite superhero. Him and Batman usually get brought up when I think of that question, like, who's your favorite superhero? And it's usually Spider-Man. I have a long history and relationship with being a fan of this character and this property. Since like the 90s animated show on like Fox Kids, from the Sam Raimi 2001 Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire and Christian Dunst and James Franco and William Dafoe. Like, that cast, the cast was so good. Like, I just love those movies. They hold a special place in my heart and my childhood. Like, I remember 2001 being such a crazy year for movies. Like, we had Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. I remember Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Spider-Man. I was like, what is going on here? Cinema is just like leveling up. And that was really the start of my passion for movies and stuff like that. So, love Spider-Man. I would say my top three superheroes for some weird reason are going to be Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, and that's my top three. Yeah. They played a huge impact. Maybe that's because of all the animated shows. You had Batman, X-Men, and Spider-Man, and like those just got me. I didn't really get too much into like the Superman animated series. I didn't get really into, like, I mean, I remember things like X-Men Evolution. There's been other versions of Spider-Man. Oh, there's been so many versions. And that's kind of like one of the things that I'm going to talk about. Not only with Spider-Man No Way Home, but with the MCU, you know? Like, let's just go ahead and get into that. Yeah, so I'm a fan of Spider-Man. This is like one of the few characters that I still care about in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, to be honest. You know, I think like after Endgame, like my relationship with Marvel has been so weird, man. Like, I haven't watched any of the Disney Plus shows. So like, I haven't seen WandaVision. I haven't seen Loki. I haven't seen Captain America or Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah, so it's like I know what happened because everything was spoiled for me, like through just like YouTube and Twitter, social media. Ugh. Anyways, so I'm just so burnt out on Disney right now. I think I'm just like a little, okay, Disney, we got you. Like I haven't even seen Black Widow. I have no interest in seeing Black Widow. What else is there? Oh, I haven't been watching Marvel's What Ifs. I haven't watched any. Like, I just haven't. Like, I just was like, I think after Endgame, my investment in what I heard was going to be like the upcoming films and properties and what they wanted to do. Some of them were pretty cool. Like, the What Ifs is going to be cool. I hate the art style, though, dude. And I know for some people that's not going to be enough to warrant, like, not watching it. And I'll probably sit down someday. But I'm not buying Disney Plus right now. I just have no interest. I have Netflix right now, Crunchyroll. I think HBO Max is fantastic, to be honest. And you've been getting so many movies like Suicide Squad, Mortal Kombat, stuff like that. And Titans Season 3 just started, and that's really good. And Suicide Squad was really good too. But the thing that I liked about Suicide Squad, that the MCU is having a problem. Well, that's kind of arguable now, but I love just these random heroes. You know, what's been fun about My Hero Academia, it's just all the different powers and quirks and names and faces. They're all new. I mean, how many Spider-Man movies have we had? Like, how many versions of the cartoon or the animated series have we seen? Video games, comics. I mean, like, the character has had his fair share of exposure, where so many other characters haven't had proper treatment. They haven't even had an opportunity to be on the big screen or in some kind of format outside of their original source material. And I love Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and his version of Peter Parker and stuff. I think that kind of, for some reason, falls into the nostalgia bank of memories, where I also find Michael Keaton's Batman to be one of my favorites. But I know, like, I know a lot of that's just nostalgia. I'm excited about Robert Pattinson, though, just because I think he's really done a lot to become a very good actor. Not a big fan of Twilight. Unpopular opinion, maybe. I don't know. It depends on who's listening. But after he did Twilight, I think he just wanted to expand and do other things. And there's been, I don't think Tobey Maguire's been in a lot of movies. I don't think he's been in anything recent. He was in like a Army vet with PTSD film that was really good. And I feel bad for not knowing. It had a really good cast, too. And there's a lot of the people from the original stuff that haven't really gotten out as much. I mean, James Franco did his thing. William Dafoe is one of my favorite actors. Like, I wish William Dafoe was in more horror. I think he would just, I mean, he's a Green Goblin. Look, he did such a good job. He just had fun. He's an actor that can really get into some roles, man. And he's just got this iconic look. I don't know. I'm a simp for William Dafoe. Anyways, the Amazing Spider-Man stuff. And I know that this is not supposed to be a breakdown of every Spider-Man movie and stuff. If you guys want that someday, you hit your boy up. All right. But for today, I'm just kind of going through it. Like, look, the Andrew Garfield and Emma Scott or whatever, like that Amazing Spider-Man stuff. Yeah. Like, there's some cool parts in it. Like, for real, I can't lie. And I didn't even mind the suit at first, but yeah, like the whole thing about Peter wanting to find his parents were some secret agents or some shit, bro. They had something weird going on there where they wanted to have this new approach with Peter Parker's backstory and his parents, and why is he staying with Aunt May and Uncle Ben? Oh, his dad's a famous scientist, and I don't know. I don't really know. And then we get Tom Holland's Spider-Man MCU. I really like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. I think his best times as Spider-Man, it sounds weird, but I think it's really when he's in anything but a Spider-Man movie. Like, he really captures the essence of Spider-Man, but his most memorable moments aren't from his own movies. Like, I've seen Far From Home once. I own it, but do I even own it? I don't even think I own Far From Home. I didn't really like Far From Home because it felt like it just hinged too much on the events of Endgame and Infinity War. Like, that's when the MCU side of things started to really bug me. I was like, these movies can't live on their own anymore. And I think Spider-Man deserves an MCU treatment. Like, Spider-Man being in this world with all the other Marvel heroes is awesome. Because I don't think he had that at all in any of the other ones. I don't know if they even referenced other heroes, but maybe like on some Daily Bugle newspaper clippings and stuff. So I love him interacting with other heroes. It's so fun to see him do that in the comic books. But, you know, like Iron Man dies. Spoiler. I'm pretty sure everyone listening has seen Avengers Infinity War and Endgame. If you haven't, I'm sorry. This isn't the episode for you. Because, yeah, it's just so much. It's like 10 years of filmmaking and stories and characters. Like, yeah. Anyways, I like Tom Holland. I like a lot of what they've done. Like the suit. I love that suit. Suit's one of my favorites. Like, out of all the cinematic versions of the Spider-Man costume being on the big screen, it would definitely be my favorite. But here we are. Here we are. I don't know what's up. Like, the Eternals looks like it'll be all right. Shang-Chi actually looks pretty dope. I'm excited. I don't know, like, my unpopular opinion also with the MCU is that they should recast Black Panther. I think, you know, hey, shout out to Chadwick Boseman, fantastic individual human being and actor. But I think, like, it's just going to be so strange how they're going to do something else with Black Panther. And I know it was such a commercial success, like, they got to make a sequel. And Black Panther is such a crucial part of, like, the Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. I mean, they were in Wakanda for the finale of Infinity War. I mean, it's, like, just this huge thing you can't ignore. You can't just forget that all that exists. Those characters exist. But here we are with... See, it's all over the place, guys. I'm sorry. There's a lot. I feel like I can't talk about this trailer without first giving you some backstory My feelings in history on Spider-Man as a character and everything in this Marvel Cinematic Universe, because I just have fell off, and I feel like maybe some people will find out, oh, this guy didn't watch Disney Plus Loki and all those, and he's not 100% caught up, then everything he says is invalid. So if you're still listening, appreciate you. Anyways, the No Way Home trailer has had some hype to it, to say the least. I mean, people have been really, really excited for this trailer. I mean, a leak just happened where I think this is why we're even talking about it today, that there was like somebody leaked the trailer and it was like an unfinished trailer that didn't have it didn't even have CGI to it. But like it showed some things that we didn't even see in this, like some screenshots that I saw showed Jamie Foxx's Electro. William Dafoe, like actually seeing William Dafoe, and then Doc Ock, you know, I think, you know, so they must have like, either that's a different version or they changed it up, because you know those people that run Sony and Marvel and stuff, Disney, they saw that leaked trailer. If we did, they saw it for sure. Anyways, I think it's been just really hard for them to talk about because they've had to set up this whole thing with the multiverse, which is like how they really want to push forward after Infinity Wars. Like, what were you going to do after Thanos? And now we have this whole thing with the multiverse, which is pretty cool to, you know, honestly, it's kind of crazy. I want them to just get wacky. Look, you got 10 years of like some pretty grounded characters near the tail end of like the MCU Infinity Saga, I think is what they call it. You really got to see some ideas that were like a little bit crazier, a little bit wackier, like Doctor Strange and Ant-Man and some other stuff that I kind of didn't think we would ever see. And now we're about to, and I have to sit back and think about this and really take a moment to break away all the spoiling and overstimulation we've received purely just from Marvel, because it's the year 2021 and we're about to get a Spider-Man movie where Doctor Strange is in it. And he's like, I'm pretty sure like a co-star, like he's in this movie. Like if I were to tell you like 10 years ago, like, bro, 1 year there's going to be a movie and it's going to be Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, and the premise is going to be that everyone knows that Peter Parker's Spider-Man and Doctor Strange is going to like try to fix that and they're going to fuck it up, and then you're going to have this multiverse event happened where the characters from the Sony Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire and the Andrew Garfield characters from the Amazing Spider-Man are going to merge into this movie. You would be like, bro, what the fuck are you on? Like, this is so, like when you break it apart, when you like step away from like being so invested in this like routine of these Marvel films and shows and everything, like when you stop and you go, look at this, it's just like a Spider-Man movie pitch. It's crazy. But that's what's so exciting, because really after seeing the trailer, which I think the trailer was all right, I think they really let you know like what's up with like Peter Parker and what's going on, you know, that with the world and how they're reacting to knowing he's Spider-Man. I think that's kind of a cool thing that they set up. Like, I wonder if that was like the long shoot plan. Like, they must have had some kind of idea, because everything kind of tied in. Like, Loki has the multiverse. WandaVision, I would say, has like, I don't know. Does it? Did her becoming Scarlet Witch have any repercussions for the multiverse? I don't know. I haven't seen the show. But if you have, let me know. But one of the cool things, because look, we all knew that these characters were going to be there. We were just wanting to see it. We wanted to actually see it on the screen, or for me, on my iPhone 7 Plus on YouTube. So why am I more excited about this movie than all other Marvel films like Shang-Chi and Eternals and Marvel's What If? Because, well, yeah, I'm biased. I'm a Spider-Man fan. But, like, I'll tell you one movie that I've always waited for, and it wasn't Spider-Verse. Even though, like, Into the Spider-Verse is one of my favorite Spider-Man movies, stories. And I'm not even, like, a big Miles Morales fan, but I really like what they did with that whole piece of art, because that's what it was. Like, that art style, presentation, music, soundtrack, everything, voice acting, story, everything, name it. Loved it. It's cool that we're going to have Toby and Andrew back. That's great. Like, seeing multiple Spider-Mans on the big screen live action is a cool thing. Like, I'm excited. I really am. Like, I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing that moment. I'm sure there'll only be few. Maybe there'll be a lot. There'll be, like, all kind of interacting with each other will just be worth seeing. Like, just will be fun seeing them talk to each other and other people, but more to each other. But more than that, I've been more excited and feel like, why wouldn't this have been the plan ever when you're talking about making a Spider-Man trilogy where the third movie is the Sinister Six? Like, why we haven't had a proper Sinister Six movie for Spider-Man doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Like, Spider-Man 3 from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man's, like, yeah, you have Sandman, Hobgoblin, and Venom. That's a lot. And we know how Spider-Man 3 is, right? So we're not even going to go there. But so we're going to have the Sinister Six, which is going to consist of, if I think I'm right, I think we're going to have the Amazing Spider-Man's Electro, Jamie Foxx. I'm not going to know every actor, so I apologize. We're going to have the Green Goblin. We're going to have Sandman. We're going to have Dr. Octopus. Okay, so hold up. So Green Goblin, Sandman, Electro, Dr. Octopus. That leaves two more. The other two I would think is the Vulture, right? Like, we didn't see any of those guys. Scorpion would be in there, maybe. Mysterio, but I think Mysterio's, like, dead. Like, isn't he dead? That sucks. I would have loved to see him. Oh, can you imagine? That would have been great. But I know Scorpion and, which we haven't seen, but I think they could do that really well. But, like, that's, like, a really classic crew of Spider-Man villains. Like, there's so many, like, Spider-Man and Batman have some of the best villains. I know they're working on, you know, obviously Venom 2 is going to come out in like October. I'm excited for it because I'm just like a 90s kid and I love Carnage and Venom. And Maximum Carnage, like, was a good, like, I have that comic for some reason. One of those random things that just sticks out to me. So I'm excited, even though I didn't care for the first Venom movie. Because I just want to see Venom and Spider-Man, okay, together. Maybe we get that. That'd be kind of cool. Tom Hardy, I can see it. I'll allow it. And then I know we're getting a fucking Kraven movie, Kraven, and it's being played by Aaron Taylor Johnson, I think that's his name, the guy who is from Kick-Ass and who was also Quicksilver. He's gonna be your Kraven. We'll see. We got the Morpheus movie. I mean, Spider-Man is out there, man. Like, okay, so, like, I'm excited. I love Tom Holland's Spider-Man. I think the fact that we're getting Sinister Six, I think there are some other things we didn't see. Like, I supposedly Daredevil is going to be in this. But, like, bro, like, I tell you what, like, I'm more excited for, like, the phase after this. Like, with the MCU as a whole, like, because I don't know what's going to happen to Spider-Man after this. Because it'll be the trilogy unless they do more, unless he has just like other films. I'm sure they're going to do some Avengers type stuff. I heard that the Marvel wanted the rights to Secret Wars, which makes sense when you're talking about a multi dimensional war between all these characters and universes. Like, if you haven't read Secret Wars, like, check that out. I thought there was a Marvel's like Disney Plus show, Secret Wars. I don't know, man. It's, you know, they've gotten it so big now. It's kind of been hard to keep up, especially since I'm not totally caught up. But this comes out in December. This Spider-Man movie comes out in December. We have Eternals and we have Shang-Chi. Like, we're getting Marvel overload. Like, in the next, like, for the remainder of the year, you're getting a lot of Marvel. And it better hit. I'm a little hesitant. Like, I think I'm just thinking that Marvel got a little formulaic, right? I think that's the word I'm looking for. Where it just feels like you know what you're going to get. Like, I hate Marvel trailers. How they, Spider-Man's are a little bit different. Maybe that's a Sony thing, but like they always end with that one liner, ha ha ha. And you're like, oh, so cringy, man. So cringy. But we'll see, man. I'm excited for like the level of hype that is like the Fantastic Four and X-Men coming to the MCU. I'm excited about. There's been a lot of casting rumors there, which is really fun to think about. Like, who would you cast for your live action MCU X-Men and also for your MCU Fantastic Four? But see, like, we're in a place where, like, I wonder if they're going to keep characters in one universe where, okay, all these characters come from their own time and space. But does that mean that there is a Dr. Octopus that's in the MCU, but that it's not this one? Because wouldn't that make sense, right? So isn't there an opportunity to see these characters again, like just different casting? I don't know. It's kind of be real. Like, no matter what you want to say about Marvel, Disney, and I'm mostly talking to myself, but this is so unique what they're trying to do. Like, it was already hard to connect these movies to make it one singular universe, but now you're messing with the multiverse. So you want to convince your audience that yes, there is Tom Holland's Spider-Man, but did you also know that those movies made in 2001 kind of are canon? Like, they exist within this, back, you know, like 20 years later? What? Like, you know, just connecting, it might be a little too much for people. Like, I think this is, you know, at some point Marvel is going to find a balancing act of like doing fan service in the sense of like, you're invested in Spider-Man, you've been there since Civil War when he was first introduced to the MCU, and you've seen his solo flicks, you saw, you know, but so we're going to get continuations, and then we're going to get like, here's these new characters and new stories to get invested in. And I think like, as long as they keep a nice balance there, because, you know, obviously we're not going to get certain characters as much anymore. That's just what it is. So what does Marvel do outside of that? They have so much they can. Like, it's just like, without making it be too much. Because even like as a comic book industry, companies like DC and Marvel have done this where they've had to reboot things. Like, I think there will only be so much of the MCU that people can take before it's like, you have to make this be its, you know, its own complete story. And now it's time for a reboot, you know, and I think that's going to happen. I think DC is on a road of trying to just make good films. Like, who cares if they're connected? Like, Suicide Squad was like a prequel, not a prequel, but it was like a soft reboot sequel. Like, it could work as a sequel to I think there's Suicide Squad and now The Suicide Squad. Ugh. DC wanted to push Suicide Squad, and I didn't even know about that thing until the movie was announced, the first one. It's like, what? And I think Marvel's doing their own version of that too. You can tell with certain villains that are kept around, they're gonna have fun with that. So I enjoyed the trailer. That's where I am with the MCU and Marvel. I love these characters and I love what they've done and I appreciate it. I think I needed a little bit of a break. I think some people relate and I know some people are just like die hard at this point and super invested. And either way, there's no wrong or right way to go about it. But as a fan of the character Spider-Man, like, yeah, I'm going to be there. You know, given the circumstances of the world, I'd love to see this, you know, in a theater, you know, like, cause that's just how some of these were, you know, these films were made. But you guys tell me what your thoughts are on Spider-Man No Way Home and what are your expectations and what do you think of the current state of the MCU? Let me know somehow, some way. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Wondersoul, WNDRSOUL. I'm pretty active. I've been taking sporadic breaks with social media in general, but you can still hit me up. I'll be checking in enough to get back to you. You can connect with me on Instagram. Yeah, why not? It's the same thing at Wondersoul. What else? Patreon, if you'd like to support the podcast. Like I said, I'm really cutting back, but, you know, I say that because I love being honest with people and transparent with people who support and listen. So you guys know what to expect and I'm not gassing you up without providing some, like, you know, facts and things to back it up. So, you know, I expect at least 3 episodes of the podcast per month. There is and will always be a Patreon bonus pick, which are going to be more of the solo stuff, maybe somewhat like this, but like you guys get to pick if you are supporting on patreon.com/wondersoul. So I really appreciate those. We're almost at our goal of $35 because that's how much it costs to do the podcast and to keep it running. So, you know, it's really supported, empowered by you guys. And I want you guys to, help me create this with your ideas and feedback. So yeah, be sure to check out Patreon. It's $1, $3, and $5, whatever you support. And if you don't support on Patreon, it's still cool because everyone gets to listen to that bonus episode. It's just picked by supporters on Patreon. Other than that, I'm working on volume 17 of Wonder Sounds. Expect that hopefully. I would say, honestly, right now at the time of this recording, like beginning of September, yeah, I kind of like, you know, at least I got those, we interrupt this program, 1 and 2, which were just kind of like a spur of the moment, inspiration, fun thing that I did. So check those out. If you want more of those, let me know. And if you have any ideas or requests, like lo-fi remixes, stuff like that, you know, let me know. Other than that, I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Wondersoul. If you did, be sure to subscribe for more. I'm trying to get out content as often as possible. But if you stick around, I hope you will enjoy. So, till next time we talk, I will talk to you guys later. Wondersoul. 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 Wondersoul.